The Amos and Andy Show. A full half hour of entertainment with all the Amos and Andy characters, plus the Jubilaires and chorus.
Sing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jeff Alexander and his orchestra. In the average American family, at 5 in the evening, the husband comes home from a hard day's work. It is now 5 o'clock. So let us go to the home of the Kingfish and his wife, Sapphire.
Hello, George.
Hi, honey. What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock, George.
Well, I guess I'll get out of bed.
Listen, George Stevens, if you won't go out and go to work, I'll have to go out and find me a job myself.
Now, wait a minute, Sapphire. Wait a minute. Let's not get historical about this. After all, I am the head of this house. And if anybody gonna find any jobs, let me find you one.
Here's a letter that just come for you from a law firm. I suppose that's telling you that you're gonna be sued for some unpaid bill.
Let me see the thing here. From Steelman, Stryker, Hard Rock, and Flint. Attorneys at Law, Atlanta, Georgia. They said they got hard names, ain't they? I'd hate to have that quartet ask me.
Well, open it.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Let's see here. Dear Mr. Stevens, in the will of your late uncle, Mr. Leopold Stevens, who passed away last week, he specifies that his estate of $2,000 will be left to you, providing you have a son to perpetuate the family name of Stevens. We shall have a New York law firm send a representative call on you to substantiate this fact one way or the other in the next few days.
Oh, George, ain't that a shame?
Yeah.
If we only had a son.
Yeah, just had a son.
Just think, $2,000. Why, we could get new furniture, new clothes, maybe even make a down payment on an automobile.
You know, I knew old Uncle Leopold had money, but I didn't know he was going to put a prevision in his will like that. Now I almost wish the man was alive.
Good morning, Kingfish. Come in. How is you?
Well, I ain't so good, Henry.
Well, what's wrong, Kingfish?
Well, I just sorry that I ain't got no children.
Yes, too bad. Because it is nice as we get older to have the comfort of a few offshoots around the house.
You know, Henry, this is one time I really regret not having no son.
Well, of course, you know, some children are a problem as well as a pleasure. For instance, with our young son, Reginald Van Porter II.
Tell me, do he get out of line very often?
Well, not too often. Reginald was raised first, last, and always to be a gentleman. The only occasions I've had to strike him is when he slugs his mother first.
Well, Henry, I got a dead uncle that left me $2,000 providing that we got a male child in the family so that we can petrify the name of Stevens. You see what they want to do?
Well, why don't you adopt the child from the Foundling home and give him your name? Then you could have the great pleasure of raising him from infantry.
Them Foundling home though, is pretty particular. You know, they done turn us down 2-3 times. The financial setup we got ain't functioning right, so.
Yes. Well, couldn't you adopt an older son who don't come under the jurisdiction area of the Foundling home? An older child, perhaps?
Older child? Henry, you just give me an idea. I know just who to get. I can see him now. My little sonny boy with a derby on.
Well, hello, Amos. Come in.
Yeah, well, what are you doing in the Kingfish's office here reading the newspaper, son?
Oh, I'm just unlacking here. Well, as I see the thing...
Yeah, well, come in, Kingfish. How is you?
Yeah, how's you?
Well, how's you, boys? Andy, can I talk to you alone?
Oh, sure, Kingfish.
Yeah, well, I'll get on that chair and leave you two schemers alone. So long, fella.
So long, Amos. What you worried about, Kingfish?
Well, I worried about you, Andy. You without having a mother and father.
Yeah, well, that's what is that again?
Brother Andy, what do you do on Mother's Day?
Same thing I do every other day. Sleep till noon.
No, what I mean is this. When you had a mother, what did you do on Mother's Day?
Oh, well, on Mother's Day, I used to always send her a big package.
nice, all right.
Then she used to wash and iron the stuff and send it back to me.
And I'm going to tell you something, son. You ought to have a mother and father. Look at that shirt you got on there now, full of holes, no buttons. Yeah, you being seed in a shirt like that, if you had a mother, that wouldn't happen.
If I had another shirt, it wouldn't happen.
Anna, look here. Let me get to the point. Me and Sapphire love you. And we want to adopt you as our very own little sonny boy.
Now, wait a minute. What you want to adopt a grown man like me for?
Well, you see, Andy, we has always wanted our own son. But you know how it is these days. If you can't build your own, you got to use the prefabricator. That's what you got.
Well, tell me this. What would I get out of you and Sapphire adopting me?
Well, it would be the greatest thing that ever happened to you. You could come to me, your father, whenever you needed advice.
Yeah, but I was 4 years older than you is.
Well, that's even better. I could give you the younger slant on things. You see? We would want you to move right in with us and just let us take care of you as our very own son.
Yeah, well, that don't sound bad, but I don't know.
And I'm going to tell you something. I need a son. I ain't going to live forever, and I need someone to leave all my worldly possessions to.
Ain't they going to bury you in that suit?
No. Serious, Andy. Look here. We'll give you tender care, son. I promise you that everything you do, everything we do is going to just be happiness for you.
Okay, Kingfisher. Sounds good. It's a deal. Shake, Papa.
Okay, sonny boy. Andy, from now on, your life is free from trouble. You was on the road to success. Get your suitcase. Call.
Yeah.
You better hurry down.
Just like a quarry
there. She's coming into your hometown. Boy, inside that freedom train, you'll find a precious freight. And those words of liberty and
the document that made us great.
While you jump from the steeple, when you shoot the system full of holes, you can always question the people, but you can get your answer from the poll. That's how it's always been, and ever will remain.
As long as all of us
keep riding on the freedom train.
Wonderful surprise for you. Me and you is going to adopt a son.
Oh, really, George? You mean we're really going to adopt a son?
That is right, honey. It's what you've always wanted.
Oh, it sure is, George. Oh, I'm so excited to think of having a son. A little son that I can love and hold on my lap.
Well, the beauty of this son is you can hold him on your lap or he can hold you on his lap.
Come on, stop kidding, George. Where did you get him? In the Foundling home?
No.
Well, it don't make no difference. Just as long as he's an Alvin. Tell me all about him, George. Has he got any teeth yet?
Well, he got his front ones, but he got bridges in the back, honey.
George, this is commencing to sound mighty fishy to me. Who is this child?
Well, it's, Andy Brown.
Andy Brown?
Yeah.
That's all, brother. George Stevens, if you bring that bum in here, it'll be the first time a mother ever stuck her own son on the day he arrived.
Yeah, but don't you see, honey?
And before I get through with you, he'll be fatherless, too.
Yeah, but, honey...
I see it all now. You are doing this just so we can get the money from the will.
Well, look, honey, let me say anything to you. All I want you is to adopt Andy till the will is clear and we get the $2,000 for ourselves.
Oh, well, of course. That won't hurt Andy none.
No.
And when you come right down to it, the money is out.
Yeah, that's right. That's the spirit, Sapphire. Tell you what I'll do. I'll go over and see Stonewall, the lawyer, and arrange for the adoption papers right now. Well, hello there, Stonewall.
Hi, King Fisk. Come in.
You know Stonewall, old boy. Most every family in town has little ones running around the house.
Well, we had them, too, but we set traps for
them. No, I tell you what, I'm speaking of children. Tell me this, do you handle adoption?
Oh, yeah, not long ago I drawed up some adoption papers for a couple that was adopting a 10-year-old twin.
Oh, twins, huh?
Yeah, oh, them twins was amazing. You know, they were the same height, same weight. Same features, same measurements.
Yeah, well, there are some twins that you just can't tell apart.
And I'm smart about things like that. You know, I got a good eye. You know, I had a special way of telling them apart.
Yeah, how could you tell them apart?
The girl wore skirts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, listen, Stonewall, I want you to make an adoption table for me and my wife. We're going to adopt Andy Brown.
Well, why are you taking on a load like that?
Well, you see, Stonewall, I can collect $2,000 under my uncle's will if I get a son, and I just adopt man until I collect the money.
Oh, I see. Well, I have the papers drawn up for you in a jiffy. See, then all you got to do is go into court with Andy, and the judge will approve the adoption.
Oh, thanks, Stonewall.
Yeah, speaking of court, and I just got back from court myself. No. Yeah, I defended a son that was accused of holding up a slot machine collector.
A slot machine collector?
Mm-hmm. They claimed that my client pulled a gun and took 6 bags of coins away from the man, and I proved with my great defense that my client was innocent.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and the man I defended was so happy, he gave me $25 right then and there.
Oh, say, by the way, Stonewall, you owe me $25. How about paying me what you owe me?
All right, King Fisher got it right here in the desk drawer. Here you is.
Adopted will please take seats over on that bench.
Hey, little girl, is this the bench where he wants us adopted kids to sit?
I guess so.
But it's the only bench here.
I guess we're the only two that are going to be adopted today.
Would you kids mind moving over?
Hey, mister, you must be in the wrong place. This bench is just for the kid that's going to be adopted.
Yeah, well, I was in the right place.
Holy mackerel.
Move over and make room for the man.
Boy, the family that's going to adopt him certainly must be hard up.
Yes, look at him. I thought people only adopted little children. He looks like he's about 90.
Come on, Dad. Look at his stomach on him. Look at how tired his eyes is. You know, I think this is old man River and poison.
Listen, I'll thank you kids to keep your personal remarks to yourself. You ought to learn to disrespect your elders.
Well, mister, we didn't mean to be disrespectful.
Yeah, we were just wondering why people would want to adopt a child who's over 90.
I ain't 90.
All right, 80. But there's one thing I don't understand. Mister, the family that's adopting us says they're doing it because they want to hear the pitter-patter of little feet around the house.
Yeah, well, what about it?
Well, how are you going to pitter-patter with them clodhoppers of yours?
Listen, little boy, keep your big mouth shut, will you?
You know, my doodaddy is going to give me a dog. A real sleeping dog.
Ah, my old man's going to give me a football. Real leather.
What's your daddy going to give you, mister?
A box of cigars. Real tobacco.
Say, Annie, the bill of your state we is next.
Okay.
Is that your daddy, mister?
Yeah, it is.
Gosh.
Come on, Annie, come on.
The next case, application of adoption by George Stevens. Will Mr. Stevens please step up here?
Yes, sir. Coming right up, Your Honor. Coming right up here, yes, sir.
I suppose this application is all in order.
Yes, sir. All in order. I want to adopt a son, Your Honor.
I see. Well, you know, Stevens, it's most important that these children that are adopted go into happy homes. We've discovered that a home where the husband and wife are always arguing and fighting is very harmful to the child.
It shows on the husband, too, yes, sir.
Tell me, Mr. Stevens, is this boy you're planning to adopt here in court?
Oh, yeah, so there he is, sitting right over there, the big child, the one with the cigar in his mouth. Come on over here, sonny, come here.
Okay, I'm coming.
He's cute as a bug there, ain't it, Judge?
Stevens, I don't know whether this is a joke or not. I hope there's some reason in back of all this.
Oh, there is, Your Honor. We have both been thinking in our minds that there's an emptiness in his life and there's an emptiness in my life.
Well, I knew there was an emptiness someplace. However, there's no law that states at what age a person can be adopted. So this court, rather than go any deeper into something which is obviously going to be very confusing, hereby approves the adoption.
Oh, thank you, Your Honor, thank you. Andy, my son.
Kiss me, Papa.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tell you, Andy, dear, that's a natural reaction. You'd be speechless yourself if you woke up some morning and found you was the mother of a 180-pound baby.
Yeah, I guess I would at that.
Now, why don't you go on in the bedroom now and lay down, sonny boy?
I don't want to lay down. I ain't sleeping.
Andy, I'm surprised that you have just questioned the wisdom of your father. Son, dear, ain't you ever heard the old expression, father knows best?
No, I ain't, father.
Oh, sure you is, sonny boy. Everybody's heard it.
Well, I ain't never heard it.
Well, you just heard it now, you big fat hog. Get in that room before I knock you in there.
Well, why is I going to get in there?
Well, now I'm going to tell you, I got a man coming up here, and he don't like kids.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. That's him now. Now, get in there. I'll jump in the bed, pull the covers up, and just let the top of your head stick out. And keep your big mouth shut.
Okay, Pop.
All right. Here comes the freedom train, and the food train is right behind it. Da-da-da-da.
Mr. Stephen?
Yeah, sir. That's me.
Well, I'm Mr. Beecham, the lawyer that talked to you over the phone.
Oh, yeah, sir. Come right in. I know you're busy. I don't want to take up none of your time. You can just give me the check right here if you want it, Mr. Beecham.
Well, Mr. Stevens, while the adoption papers are in order, I'd just like to see the child to substantiate the claim.
Yeah, well, you see, the child in the bedroom laying down now. I got a little tummy ache in his stomach.
Oh, nothing serious, I hope?
No, we just put a little too much baby oil in his formula. That's all we done. Kind of knocked him off. He's in the bedroom sleeping it off, though.
Well, could I just take a peek at him?
Want to take a peek at him? Mm-hmm. Well, let's be quiet now, and I'll open the door.
Yes.
Cute little fella, ain't it?
Well, I didn't get a good look at him. He was all covered up, but his head seemed to be rather large.
Yeah, well, that's the reason we keep him laying down. You see, his head outweighs his body, and every time he stands up, he falls right on his face. Right?
Mr. Stevens, how old is this child anyway?
Well, on November the 3rd, you'll be exactly 480 months. Yes, yeah, that's what it is.
Well, there's nothing in the will that says that the child must be any special age, so I guess you've complied with all the requirements.
Yeah, well, I'm sure glad of that, and when do I get the money?
Well, I'll bring the check within the next 2 or 3 days. Goodbye, Mr. Stevens.
So long, Mr. Beecham. Now that is settled. Oh, boy, that's great. $2,000, we'll fix up the house, get new clothes and everything. Get out of that bed, you big bum.
Papa, what's the matter, Papa, dear?
You has just been undocked. Now get your stuff and get on out here.
Get where, Kingfish? I done give up my room. I ain't gonna leave this house till you find me a room where I can go to and live.
Listen at you. History is repeating itself. You is talking to me exactly the same way that Brutus talked to his father, Julius Caesar. Come in, Gabby. Just a man I want to see.
Oh, hello, Kingfish. Hi. I've been very busy. Just come from a big political meeting. We want to make sure that all the votes in favor of our party is going to get to the polls. So we're planning on driving them there, but we find it ain't legal.
Well, what's illegal about driving them?
We planned on driving them with whips.
Yeah, well, now listen, Gabby, I got a problem. We done adopted Andy to collect some money in a will, and now we want to undopt him and get him out the house.
Well, when did this happen? I was at your house a couple 3 nights ago.
Well, now, this happened the next day. I got one idea how to make him leave, and that is to feed the boy nothing but dog food 3 times a day.
Well, Kingfish, that ain't gonna work. No, indeed, that ain't gonna work. Because as soon as he sees the improvement in the meals, he ain't gonna never leave.
Well, now, I tell you what, the trouble is, he doesn't give up his room, and he ain't got no place to go, and I can't get him out.
Well, that's simple. Get his room back, and then you're all set.
Yeah, if I could go, that's exactly what I'll do, Gabby.
Well, I got to go, Kingfish. Got to go now. I got to go talk to the mayor about a big paving job. We just got bids for it yesterday. Got 2 bids. One from a man, one from a woman. The figure the man turned in was much too high.
Yeah, what about the woman's figure?
Lovely.
Get these suitcases out of this house.
Yeah, well, I told him if he didn't get the suitcases out here, I was going to throw them out in the street. Maybe that's him now at the door. I'll open it.
Hi, Kingfish.
Andy, come in here and get this stuff out as quick as you can. You're sputtering up the whole place here.
Yeah, well, I'll get my clothes now and go. Sorry the thing didn't work out. I thought I was behaving myself.
Yeah, well, sometimes these things work out and sometimes it don't. You just happen to hit one that don't, that's all. Excuse me, Anna. Miss Beecham, the lawyer.
Hello, Mr. Stevens. Is this your adopted son?
Yes, sir. This is the sonny boy right here. He don't like to talk much, so I keep him quiet when visitors are around. Just keep your mouth shut, Andy. That's all. He got his suitcases here. We're sending them off on a little trip.
Well, maybe I'd better talk to him before he goes.
Yeah, well, why you got to talk to him?
Well, I've got a check here, and according to the will, the money goes to the son.
Oh.
United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.